the Superdome, Jacksonville Sharks 28, New Orleans Voodoo 14, Xander Kean, Joshua Jackson, and Steve Curran here with you for this Week 18 Arena Football League matchup between your South Division champion, Jacksonville Sharks, at 10-6, and the Voodoo still alive for the playoffs, one game out of that number four seed, despite being 5-11. And this is a New Orleans team that's battled back. They had a tough stretch. They lost 8 straight games after winning the season opener. Found themselves well out of playoff contention, but to their credit, Chris Dixon's come in, provided a spark, and the Voodoo, even though they lost last week to Arizona, have kind of battled their way back into contention.
And with Chris Dixon coming in, that gives Donovan Morgan the new lease on life, and some of those other receivers, LJ Castile, Corey Payne, some of those guys who struggled underneath Kurt Rockwell have really started to find themselves toward the latter stages of the season under Chris Dixon.
Yeah, Dixon has not had the most efficient game so far. He's just 4 of 10 passing for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's also been sacked twice. Again, Jacksonville, the team's leading sack squad, 40 sacks now this season. They need 2 to tie the San Jose Sabercats' all-time single-season record. Kenny Spencer delivers the kickoff from right to left. A good boot as Jeff Hewley fields it on the left-hand rebound net. Now Hewley drifts to the left, cuts back to the middle, and
that's just a missed block.
Good play by the Voodoo defender there, McLean, as Hewley tried to cut back to the right, brought down at the 5. So Jacksonville will be backed up, although last time the Sharks were backed up, we immediately saw a 48-yard touchdown pass to Marquis White. So we'll see if Les Moss decides to go deep here on first and 10.
Steve, you hit it right on the head there. Mishai Robinson just whiffed on the block, and unfortunately Jeff Hewley barely getting across the 5-yard line. But Xander, you hit it on the head once again. Another long field for the Sharks. They did the same thing last drive. They scored a touchdown. We'll see if they can do it again.
Hewley to the near side left, White to the far side right. Harvey in motion up the right slot. Morris back to pass on first and 10. Under pressure, but he throws, looking for Marquis.
Wow.
And a defender all over him. No flag on the play. That was Dwight McLean, stride for stride with Marquis White. And a good job by Morris to kind of put that one in no man's land where McLean couldn't make a play on the ball. Still, though, brings it back second and 10.
I'd like to see that one. I look how you kind of got him up against the wall and get a little shove. But, hey, play on. You got to make the plays. You're not going to get every call, especially if you're the Sharks. Let's see how we respond here, though. Nice play. Like the play call. Go deep again. Had Jerron over the middle. Wouldn't mind seeing the same play, and Jerron coming on that little curl over the middle again.
Now it'll be trips to the right. Hewley is the high motion man, splitting White and Harvey. On second and 10, Morris steps up. Good protection over the middle. There's Marquis White. Cuts by a man. Picks up the first down. Has he shoved into the boards by the Jack linebacker, Chris Brown. But a good job by Marquis, who didn't actually gain a whole lot more yardage with that move, but kept the play alive and made sure he picked up the first down.
Yeah, that was a little interesting there. It looked like he was kind of doing a little tiptoe, and all of a sudden somebody came up top and just put a nice little knock on him. But you can see that little clearing play. Jerron came on this side, cleared it out for him. The Jack came with Jerron, left it wide open for Marquis. Good first down play.
Now at the 16-yard line, Jacksonville leads 28-14, 8-10 to play here in the second quarter. Harvey the motion man, Morris pump fakes, he'll run, he'll take it to the left side, lowers his shoulder, picks up 9 yards, so BMO showing no fear in the first game back from the ankle injury, a good run there, now 2 runs, 2 positive plays for Jacksonville.
And that was a really heads-up play by Bernard, because I thought they were going to throw the quick screen over here, but he saw that it was covered up, ticked down last minute, found open space to the left side, and got a very good 7-yard gain as we have an injured Voodoo player.
Yeah, if he throws that one, Josh, like you said, it's pick six the other way, and that's the way you wonder about, because right when Jerron came up in motion, the DB ran up to the line of scrimmage like they've known that play. You know, watching the film, which every team does, all these guys do, they see your tendencies, and I would bet money, I'd tell my guy for the defensive coordinator, you see him step up like that, I don't care who you are, Jack, slide over to help out, you just run for the ball.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't get there, I don't care, go for the shot. You know, you're going to get beat all the time. You might as well get beat trying to go for a pick six, Xander, and put some points on the board, especially when you're down 14.
Yeah, Eddie Moten is the guy that tried to jump the route. He's shaken up, but it doesn't look like he's hurt too badly. Gets up with no assistant at all. Maybe just got the wind knocked out of him. We'll see if Moten comes back in. But the Voodoo will have to do some shifting here. It looks like LJ Castile, a wide receiver, is going to come into the game on defense. That's something you see all the time in the Arena Football League. You don't always have a backup at every position. The Sharks are a great example. They almost never dress a backup defensive back. So with Terrence Smith inactive back in Jacksonville tonight, if there's an injury there, we'll have to see what happens, because usually it's been London Crawford, but he might not be available for the rest of this game. So we'll see. But again, for New Orleans, they have to do some shifting. It's second down and call it 2 for Jacksonville at their own 23.
And every one of these guys can play both positions. You look at Matt. plays defensive line. He plays fullback. These guys can play anything they want. Jerron can play deck. Hey, Jerron can play DB. I mean, he's got a couple interceptions in his first couple years. You put him in a red zone pack, you're going to have to. We already know Terrence can play both ways. I mean, a phenomenal wide receiver for us. Comes over, selfless, comes up on the DB and plays great on defense as well. Terrence is a special player again, and we're going to miss him tonight, but the other guys are stepping him up.
And not that you'd see it in this game, but Bernard Morris played a lot of Jack linebacker back in 2010 for Jacksonville. Was kind of a demon on special teams as well. Morris obviously is going to be protected if at all possible. Really, the only way Bernard's playing defense tonight is if there's only eight players that are healthy.
And that's a great athlete right there. Bernard can play any position on the field you need to play. I mean, there's not a doubt. The guy's just a great athlete.
And Bernard picked up 8 yards on the ground on that first down play. So second and two for Jacksonville. Finally back to action after the injury timeout. We'll see how long Eddie Moten remains out of the game for New Orleans. Jerron Harvey, the high motion man, second and short. Pump fake Morris now drifting back, looking deep for Marquise White. White gets open, and some hand fighting there between him and the Jack linebacker, Chris Brown. The ball falls incomplete.
We might get a hold because the first play, it was supposed to go to Jerron. He just got knocked down on the line of scrimmage. So let's see what happens here.
And they'll say no foul on the play, so an inadvertent flag. It'll be third and two.
You see Jerron come off the line of scrimmage right there. And I was getting kind of excited because they came up with press coverage. If he gets by the guy at six, but the guy knocked him off balance, knocked him down. That just threw off the timing of the whole route. Bernard looks to a secondary receiver to Marquis, and I still think there's a lot of hand play going on, like you said, down there with the defensive players. So they'll let him play.
So the Sharks will go heavy again. Bibbs and Jerry Turner, wide receivers. Hewley in high motion. The fullback is Mark Arell. Hand off to Hewley, sprinting out to the right. Gets a block on the edge, and he's cut down at about the 24-yard line, short of the first down. Looks like the Jack or Mac linebacker, Michael Janik, there, a heads-up play to cut down Hewley as it's fourth and one here for Jacksonville.
Yeah, it just takes a long time for that play to develop there, and these guys all kind of see that formation again. They saw it once coming back up.
It was a very similar play to the one they ran out of heavy to get the 6-yard touchdown on the first drive, so we'll see if maybe they're just setting something up for something else later. The one issue with that heavy set is you're probably not going to give the ball to Jerry Turner, and you're not going to give the ball to R.J. Bibbs from a wide receiver position.
Naked Bernard the other way is about it. Let's see what Bernard does here. Give him
fourth down, handoff.
Nice.
Mark Arell gets
the
block and gets the first down. Great job by Matt Mark Arell there. Lowers his shoulder, picks up about five. And we'll put it at the 20-yard line, first down Jacksonville.
Ballsy call by Coach Moss. I mean, you hear, you know, they just scored quick, kind of came back, kind of stop it down, gives the ball to the second-string fullback, and he just pushes it through for a first down.
And how about a great job so far by R.J. Bibbs? I mean, he's just really hang on. He's really held his own so far in this football game, providing great protection, providing additional protection for the Sharks and allowing that great first down play to get the first down there on fourth down.
So 5:30 to play here in the second quarter. Sharks lead 28-14. First and 10 at the New Orleans 21. Jerron Harvey in motion. Bernard Morris back to pass. Steps up to the left. He'll tuck it and run. Morris scrambles, gives himself up. He's hit there by Chris Brown. But a good job of scrambling by Bimo. Turns nothing into something. Picks up 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7 for Jacksonville.
That's the first time they got on there, but Josh made a great observation because Bibbs has been stepping up. And maybe one spot with our fullbacks, where Renner's a great rusher, our pass blockings, maybe not what it was. I mean, we had Kirby Griffin. Blessed to have Kirby Griffin a couple of years. He was just a great blocking fullback. Bibbs looking good so far, Josh. Well, I think you're right. It's going to be exciting to get a guy that gets a little more protection up the middle against these big guys coming at us.
Just want to note that momentarily we will be moving over to WBOB AM 600 is where you'll find the broadcast. Second down and 7. Bernard Morris back, looks for Hewley, hits him at the 3-yard line. Hewley shoved out of bounds there by McGlenn, but a good job coming across the field from right to left for Hewley, who gets up and gives the Sharks a first and goal.
Absolutely. Great job there by Jeff Hewley. Again, out of the lineup a couple of weeks ago due to some situations where he had to be able to go to work, but he's able to step right back in. Doesn't look like he's missed a beat. Come in, has contributed very well. Got a touchdown on that first drive on a nice carry. A little bit of a square in route there on that side, a little bit of a corner route, makes the catch and gets the first down. We've got first and goal inside the five.
And they'll go heavy again. Jerry Turner splits out to the right side. R.J. Bibbs, also the receiver, off the line. Here comes Hewley in high motion. They hand off to Matt Markarell. Quick handoff to the fullback, and Markarell picks up maybe one. Tried to slip that one to the left side, but a good job by the interior of that voodoo defensive line to sniff that play out. It's only a gain of one.
Well, I think Joshua said it. When you see that package come in, your first thought is going to be a run. It's just going to be which is it going to be. You're going to key on Hewley. The other guy's going to try to plug up that middle, which it did for Matt Correll. So now we just got to see if we can't get Jerron one-on-one with somebody here, have Bernard kind of go opposite way himself with a little bootleg.
Yeah, they're going to stay heavy here. So the same set, Jeff Hewley comes way out to the left side. He'll be in high motion, sprinting toward the right. There goes Hewley, second and goal for Jacksonville. Hand off to Hewley along the right edge. Gets a block, but runs out of room. Mark Correll blocked one man, but the second Voodoo defender, I think that was Janik again. As Isaac Morales slow to get up, but he seems to be all right as the Sharks will bring their receivers back out here on third and goal.
So the fat guys go out and the receivers come in. It's the story of my life.
They get all the glory. You know, the nice thing about that Hewley pass you saw a minute ago was, and I think hopefully Bernard was watching on film, is he had a tendency once in a while to float a ball, throw off his back foot. He stepped into that ball and just really put it on target to Jeff. Didn't let the DB recover at all.
Here we go. Third and goal at the three-yard line. Marquis White, the motion man for Jacksonville. Morris back to pass. Flag down. Looks to the corner. Has Marquis White. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville. We will check the flag.
It's a high motion man offside. Anybody see over there? There we go.
Defensive offsides. Touchdown, Jacksonville. That wipes away the penalty. It's declined by the Shark offense. 34-14. Morris finds Marquis White for Marquis's second touchdown of the night. Morris's fourth touchdown pass here in the first half. And with 2:35 and counting, the Sharks back on top by three scores.